35. Pancreatic cancer was a capricious killer. Weigert knew that. People could live for years after the diagnosis, or die within weeks. As Weigert sat with Sam, abruptly Sam became agitated, and his breathing shallower, less regular, and noisier. The nurse said, "Fluid in the chest. It doesn't seem to be causing him any pain, but I'll notify Julian to call Dr. Luskin." It hurt Weigert to see his old friend like that.
"Rose, I don't think it will be long now."
"I know, my darling. I'm so sorry."
Astonishing how much more comforting it was to talk to Rose in his head than it had been before. Yes, at the moment it was just Weigert creating both sides of the conversation, but it wasn't that when he was in a session with her. How did someone like Caroline, dear girl that she was, manage without that comfort? Of course, Caroline had never been married, and her closest relative, her sister, was still alive in this universe. In fact, wasn't Ellen Kemp arriving on the island today? Weigert sat with Sam, who did not wake, for another hour. He ate lunch and then returned to his room to answer queries from the publisher of his forthcoming book. In the early afternoon, he walked to the hospital wing to see Sam again, perhaps awake this time. The ICU nurse stood talking to other nurses, a few of whom were crying. Then Weigert knew. As soon as the nurse saw him, she walked over.
"Dr. Weigert, I'm so sorry. Dr. Watkins died 15 minutes ago."
Weigert nodded. He knew that for a short time, before the real grief started, he would be numb. He'd been here before, with Rose. Numbness was a blessing that did not last.
"I'd like to sit with him for a few minutes, please."
Weigert started toward critical care. The nurse's voice changed. "He's not in the hospital wing."
"Where is he? I thought he was..."
"Dr. Watkins died in the session room."
"Why would he?"
Weigert didn't finish his sentence. The answer to that question was clear, if not to the next ones.
"Is Julian there? Why wasn't I called?"
"I don't know, doctor." He felt her bewilderment. She really did not know.
"Thank you," he said brusquely.
He hurried to the computer complex, fumbling his first attempt at the thumb lock. Sam must have felt the end coming and had wanted a session in the multiverse before he died. Weigert would have done the same thing, and he hoped that Sam had had at least a few minutes connected to the computers, a few minutes in whatever other universe he'd entered. But why hadn't Weigert been called along with Julian? Someone was going to have to explain that. A shock ran through him when he saw Sam lying on the cot between the computer consoles. The wire leads were still connected to the tiny titanium box on the top of his bald skull. Camilla was just now closing Sam's eyes, her own shiny with tears. Julian and Aiden stood by the computer screen, talking in low voices. They turned abruptly when Weigert entered, and a strange expression flitted across Julian's face. Weigert knew what he was seeing, but it was a long moment before he could find words. When he did, they were addressed to Rose.
"He died during his session."
But his brain could not devise an answer from her. "George," Julian said.
"It was just a little while ago. He went peacefully. He..."
"But it wasn't only a little while ago that you brought him here," Weigert said.
"Was it?
You had to load him on that gurney."
He pointed to it, shoved into a corner.
"And hook him up, which means there was plenty of time to call me before his session started."
"I'm sorry," Julian said. "It was so sudden and unexpected."
"No, it wasn't," Weigert said.
Only a few times in his life had he felt towering anger, but he could recognize it.
"Why didn't you send for me, Julian?"
Camilla said, "Doctor," and stopped, glancing sideways at Julian.
"And," Weigert said loudly, "where is Dr. Luskin? Are you telling me he wasn't here either?
That he left after Sam took a turn for the worse this morning? Of course Lyle was here, Julian said. He's in the security office filing the death certificate. Please, calm down, George. I'm so sorry we didn't call you. But the main thing is that Sam had a peaceful death, just sliding away after his session, and after? Not during? No, after. It's a short session because his breathing became so raspy that we turned off the computer. But he was happy, with just the few minutes he had in a branch universe. We have the recording of the session, and you can see it, and Caroline told me yesterday that Sam wasn't strong enough yet for a session, that he needed to stay in hospital. So why did you do it? Because he was dying anyway, and that's what he wanted. Julian's voice was harder now, his gaze challenging. But Weigert didn't back down. You don't know that he would have died anyway. He's had bad spells before, and he rallied from them. But the stress of the session. He died during it, didn't he? No. After. The session might be what killed him. No. You know the cancer had almost run its course, and Sam made his own decision. Even though Lyle wasn't happy about it, it was Sam's decision to make. I want to talk to Lyle, and to Caroline. Aiden, send for her. Aiden spoke for the first time. She isn't here. Her sister arrived on the island today, and she's at the cottage. Weigert repeated, I want to talk to Caroline and Lyle now. Again, Julian and Aiden glanced at each other, and again, Weigert could not read Julian's expression. But, consummate fixer that he'd always been, Julian dropped his voice and said soothingly, Of course, George. Aiden, phone Mick to bring Caro back here. Camilla, please get Dr. Luskin. George, if you want to sit with Sam for a bit, I do. Alone. Certainly. They all left. Weigert pulled a chair next to Sam's cot. Sam's mouth was slightly open. Someone, probably Camilla, had propped a folded towel under his chin to partially close his lips. Weigert's rage left as abruptly as it had arrived. Supposing he had been called, would it have made any difference? If Sam, even in this weakened body, had decided that he wanted his session now, it would have happened, no matter what Weigert said. Sam always got his way. And Weigert wasn't a physician. Lyle Luskin had allowed this. So anything Weigert could have said would have been overruled anyway. Sam had wanted his session in the multiverse before he died, and he could not have known that the session would last only a few minutes before his body reached its end. Despite the accusation that Weigert had hurled at Julian, a multiverse session did not kill. It could not change cancer. Sam, Weigert said softly, what did you create in your new universe? A stupid question. Weigert would know soon enough, when he viewed the truncated recording. He just hoped it had been satisfying to Sam. Even so, it was a tragedy that his old friend had not lived to see the publication of their joint project, with its revelations that would change physics forever. He remembered when the project had started, and then farther back, when he and Sam had both been young fellows at Oxford, roistering in the pubs on King Street. Later, when Sam's fanatical research developed the Aquino, the cure for the common cold, with all its other applications to antivirals, Sam had practically lived in his lab, and Weigert had seen less of him. He'd emerged, though, to stand as best man at Weigert and Rose's wedding. Then, Sam's Nobel Prize. Weigert and Rose had journeyed to Stockholm for the ceremony. And so, back to the project. Its start 15 years ago, recruiting Julian, finding the site on Cayman Brac, building the compound. Weigert sat there what seemed a long time, his hands on his bony knees, remembering. Lyle Luskin entered quietly and drew up a chair beside Weigert's. Weigert said, He's not there anymore. No, Luskin said. The body is an empty shell. Something in Luskin's voice made Weigert turn away from Sam to look at the physician's face.
Ask him, my darling.
Lyle, Weigert said to the only person whose friendship with Sam went back almost as far as Weigert's. Is there something about this death that I should know? A pause before Luskin said, No. Sam was very ill near the end. Julian turned off the computers as soon as Sam was in real trouble. And death comes differently to everybody. The door opened again, this time not quietly, and Caroline rushed in, trailed by Julian. She stared at Sam, and then put a hand on Weigert's shoulder. He covered it with his own.
George, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Her loss, too. Sam had been her great uncle, after all. Family, even if not close. Caroline leaned over the cot and felt for Sam's wrist. That's not necessary, Julian said. Dr. Luskin certified the death and filed the certificate. Come away, Caro. The first call car from the funeral home will be here soon. Tell them to wait, Caroline said.
George, were you here for my uncle's death?
No,
Weigert said,
offering no explanation, because he had none. The gurney in the corner, the wire leads hooking Sam's head to the computer, the truncated multiverse session, there would have been time for both him and Caroline to be called. From her face, she thought the same thing. She said,
Dr. Luskin, do you have the record of his last vitals?
Yes, of course.
Taken how long before he died?
A few minutes.
Luskin rose.
He and Caroline looked at each other, and Weigert could feel something pass between them.
What were his temperature, blood pressure, all the rest?
Before Luskin could answer, Julian said, Caro, stop. The man is clearly dead.
Yes, Caroline said.
Dr. Luskin? Luskin handed her a small electronic device, presumably displaying the figures she'd asked for. Caroline frowned at it and said, His temperature hadn't dropped. His skin isn't pale, let alone gray or blue-toned. From what you've said, he wasn't confused about his surroundings or unduly agitated. His lips aren't dry. Julian said, Those things aren't conclusive.
I know that. But how do you know it, Julian? You're not a doctor. Are you requesting an autopsy?
No, Julian said, his face suddenly so unpleasant that Weigert was startled. Then I am, Caroline said, as his other physician. No, Luskin said. I'm his oncologist and I certified his cause of death. An autopsy isn't necessary.
Inside Weigert's head, Rose said, There is something Dr. Luskin doesn't know and doesn't want to know.
Caroline's voice broke. Julian, what aren't you telling me?
Nothing.
Julian was once again the man Weigert knew. Diplomatic, concerned. I'm sorry I yelled at you, Caro. I think we're all a little overwrought. Sam will be missed so much by all of us. But at least he got to experience a session, however brief. Caroline stared at him, her face uncertain. But not as uncertain as Weigert, who understood none of it. Except that he needed to see the recording of Sam's session in the reality that his old friend had created. Later that day, after Sam's body had been taken to the crematorium, after the staff had been gathered together and been assured that the project would continue, after Bill Haggerty had arrived to go over all the necessary legal procedures with Julian and Weigert as the two remaining owners of the research facility, Weigert went to the computer room to view the recording of Sam's session. Aiden and Julian were there, studying screens filled with data. Aiden was saying, It may be that first he has to. He stopped speaking as soon as Weigert entered, and both young men turned to face him. Again, he had the brief impression that they didn't want him there. And again, Julian smoothed it over, whatever it was, with his easy charm. George, come in. You want to see Sam's recording, and we both want to see it again, with you. It's comforting.
Weigert nodded, saying nothing. The recording started as they all did, with the subject rising from the cot in this same room, his leads to the computer having vanished. That much was programmed onto the implant. How the subject looked was not. And this Sam was young, strong, dressed in the chinos and lab coat that had been his inevitable uniform for decades. Involuntarily, Weigert leaned closer to the screen. What reality would Sam create once he left this room? Sam had no wife, no children, no closer kin than Caroline, whom he'd never even met until he hired her. But unlike every other implanted person, Sam did not walk through the door into a new reality. Instead, the door opened and Julian entered the room. They spoke briefly, saying, "What?" Weigert would never know. No living Sam remained in this branch of the universe to recap the conversation, the way Weigert had reported what he and Rose had told each other. In silence, Julian held out his hand. Sam reached to take it, and just before their fingers met, the recording went dark. This was the moment, here in this universe, that Sam had gone into his death rattle and Julian had turned off the computers. Or, Weigert felt every muscle in his body tighten. He opened his mouth to speak, but no words came out. Sudden panic took him, breaking in waves over his mind so that he nearly staggered slightly sideways. He had not considered this. Somehow, he had not considered this. Not even its possibility. If Julian and Luskin were lying to him, because it would be very bad publicity to say a subject died during the active phase of an experiment, that was one thing. That made sense. But if Sam had actually died during his session, if his body had died here while his consciousness was in a new reality, did that mean that Sam got to stay there? Alive? And young? Julian, he died after I ended his session, George. After. Then, for the sake of argument, where did Weigert get the strength to even phrase this question? But questioning steadied him, as it always had. Sam asked you to take him here when the end was coming. If he had died during his session, if that's what he'd hoped would happen, was he trying to cheat death? To continue on in a branch universe, because there was no living brain here for his consciousness to return to? Was that what he'd been hoping for? I don't know what he hoped, but of course, it didn't happen that way. Sam died after I ended the session. Now Weigert's mind was clear again, racing over the solid scientific underpinnings of his theory, the equations and experiments and data so far. He said to Julian, "We'll never know. We can't know. It's possible that when his body died here, the body with his brain in it, the brain that consciousness creates, it's possible he disappeared from the alternate universe too. Or that he didn't. Julian, I don't know which." Julian said, a little louder, "Sam died after his session ended. No one has ever died because of this project. Sessions do not kill people." Which was, of course, what Julian was concerned with, the eventual reputation of the project as a whole. Weigert looked at the empty cot as if Sam's lifeless body had not already been taken to the crematorium. Consciousness could not be ended by bodily death, because consciousness created reality. And since time itself didn't exist outside of consciousness, there was no after death, except of the death of someone else's physical body in another person's now. But nothing in Weigert's theory indicated exactly how consciousness persisted, only that it did. And neither Weigert nor anybody else could now ask Watkins the crucial questions. What does your reality feel like now? Are you complete in your newly created branch reality? Down to every detail of your childhood? What TV shows you watched? Your favorite breakfast cereal? The name of your fifth grade teacher? The feel of your dog's fur? Julian repeated, "There's no way to know, George."
No, there was not.
Weigert looked at the screen where the recording of Watkins's session had played. But the recording had ended, and the screen gave him back only the reflected image of Weigert's own face.